A state Senate committee has approved a bill that would allow Arizona's health care program for low-income children to continue, even if the feds stop paying for all of it. Senate Bill 1134 removes a trigger in the kids' care program, which freezes it if federal support drops below 100%. Lawmakers put that trigger in a few years ago when they opened the program back up after having frozen it during the Great Recession. Governor Ducey's budget proposal includes state money to keep the program running. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke more about this with Marcus Johnson, Director of State Health Policy and Advocacy for Vitalist Health Foundation, and asked him why he thinks it's so important for the legislature to take this action.
Yeah, I think it's important just to start off by reminding ourselves the importance of kids having health insurance coverage. When kids have coverage, they are healthier. And when we have healthier kids in Arizona, they're ready to learn. It's also important to take a look back to 2010, when Arizona, during the Great Recession, was forced to freeze kids' care. It didn't eliminate the program, but we had to say, we don't have enough funds in order to continue enrolling kids into the program. Over the course of the next 6 years, from 2010 to 2016, kids' care enrollment plummeted to about 540 kids. So we definitely don't want that happening again. And without the passage of this legislation, the kids' care program would need to be frozen once more.
During that time, when kids' care was frozen before, what kind of ripple effects did we see in the health care system in the state?
So any time that you see fewer people enrolled in health insurance coverage, you also see a lot more uncompensated care throughout the entire health care system. And by that, we mean that more people are coming into hospitals who don't have health insurance coverage. And often that means that the emergency room visits are increasing. If we don't have coverage, we tend to avoid the primary care office. When you avoid your annual checkups, the likelihood that you come into the hospital system is when there's actually some sort of a catastrophe. And we know that those catastrophic events are actually a lot more expensive. So when you don't have an insured population, you see the cost to the healthcare system go up as a whole, and you also see somewhat of a cost shift to other insured plans. So if we don't have a lot of people out there who are being insured by health insurance coverage, those of us who do have health insurance coverage may have to pay more because of the uncompensated care increases at the actual hospitals.
Now, one of the concerns among some lawmakers when kids care was unfrozen a few years ago was that ultimately the state would have to pick up some of the money. And it was sold at the time as, no, it's 100% federal funded. And if that federal funding falls below 100%, we will refreeze the program. Why shouldn't lawmakers be concerned about what potential costs there might be to keep this program going based on how much the federal government's going to kick in?
Believe it or not, Congress has actually provided us with decent direction on this. So last year, Congress actually voted on CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program, to continue the program for many years to come. So we can actually project out to be able to have confidence that the rate at which the federal government is going to finance CHIP or kids care is going to be stable in the foreseeable future. So we can actually financially plan now about how much this is going to cost our state. The question is now for our lawmakers, are we willing to invest in health care for our children? Right now, the budget looks like it'll cost about $1.7 million, $1.6 million to the state of Arizona. And while that does seem like a lot of money, I think we need to remind ourselves that that's still just 10% of the overall cost to cover these children. So it's a relatively small investment for the state that will reap enormous benefits, not only for the health of our kids, but I think also for the health of our education system and for the overall health of our economy.
Now, the bill to allow the state to keep the program going if federal funding dips below 100% passed pretty easily through a committee on Wednesday on a 7-1 vote. How much confidence do you have that lawmakers will be willing to then allocate the money needed to actually do this, even if this bill gets passed?
This is something that has universal support. When you look at the sign-ins for support at the state legislature right now, there are nearly 300 individuals and organizations that have formally offered their support for this bill. And, I mean, just to put that in perspective, usually you see maybe a handful of individuals and organizations that sign into a support or opposition for specific legislation. So this is overwhelmingly receiving a lot of support. And it's not just individuals and organizations in the state. We've also seen Governor Ducey's office come out in support of continuing this program to make sure that we continue to invest in the health of Arizona's children. And it's actually been supported through his budget, and it's also being supported through the Access budget as well. So it does look like the stars are aligning for kids care this year.
All right. Marcus Johnson is Director of State Health Policy and Advocacy with Vitalist Health Foundation. Marcus, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.